When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Mr. Blank, thank you very much for doing this. I want you, if you're willing, to take me back now. 1 month ago today, the Falcons have lost to the Seahawks. The record is 4-9. It's confirmed that for the eighth straight year, the team is going to miss the postseason. What were your feelings? What were your emotions on that day?
My emotions that day were the same as during the season when we had other losses and, you know, frustrations that started with the early part of the season. Not so much about me, it's about our fans and about our organization and our players, and I think we were disappointed. I certainly felt it from the community, but I felt it internally in every way as well. And I think sometime during that period of time is when we began to, you know, think about the organization, what are we going to do going forward, and can we achieve at a higher level? It's an expression that, you know, good is the enemy of great, and that's what we want, is great in all of our businesses and our sports businesses, and certainly the Falcons and soccer. That was my feelings at the time. It was very sympathetic and understanding and walking the same shoes our fans are.
In your book, you talk a lot about when you started Home Depot, customer feedback was really important to you, and you wrote about the Ben Hill calls that would be punched directly through to you. So I'm wondering, what feedback are you hearing from your customers right now, which I would say are the Falcons fans?
Well, I think the fans currently are probably feeling like, you know, they probably feel the same way. They, Raheem and Terry are two really fine individuals. I've known Raheem for 11 years, 6 years before with Dan, and then we went to L.A. and coming back here, and Terry for the last 5 years. I mean, these are really fine folks with good values, and they work their fanny off. I think that what they feel is that, you know, given the capacity of our players, the roster that we have on offense and defense, both young players and as well as some seasoned vets, that we should be achieving at a higher level. And I agree with them. There's a whole series of factors that go into, you know, in the NFL, why teams win or lose or whatever, you know. But I felt at the end of the day that we needed to achieve at a higher level and we were capable of achieving at a higher level. And so we took some time and, you know, took an x-ray of the entire football side of our business, A through Z, and came up with a number of changes that we felt were appropriate to be able to compete at a very elite level. And part of that is this, you know, restructuring that we have with a new head coach, a new general manager, and a president of football. I want to be clear, it's not a president of football operations, it's a president of football. So anything that's a football and grass is going to be responsible to this person that we'll be hiring. And both the head coach and general manager report directly to that person.
Could you maybe clarify the difference between football and football operations? Yeah. Because that sounds similar to me.
Yeah, well, it's similar, but sometimes people think of operations as, well, it's, you know, it's the administrative stuff, it's the backroom stuff, it's what have you. This is everything that impacts football, which is, you know, everything a GM does, everything a head coach does, and everything that the organization does to support the team, which is a lot of things. It includes training, includes medical, includes facilities, includes a variety of other things. So it's giving that one person the responsibility, the final responsibility on how our team is going to be visioned, how it's going to operate, who's going to be held accountable, and holding them accountable for the kind of performance that Atlanta should expect from us.
In the letter that you sent out to fans Monday morning, you took some time to address Rich McKay's role with the Falcons and the football side going forward. I'm wondering maybe if you could elaborate on that and what input, if any, in Rich's role overseeing AMBSE as CEO, what input, if any, will he have in football decisions going forward?
Well, the answer is he will not have any. Just to get to the bottom line, but the reality is that Rich has had a long, successful career with us on the football side and on a variety of other things. We moved him off the football. He was involved in building our stadium. He's been involved with soccer. He's involved with a variety of, the World Cup coming to Atlanta, Super Bowl coming to Atlanta. He chairs the Metro Atlanta Chamber this coming year, which I did that for 1 year in 2002. And I can tell you that by itself is a full-time job. It's breakfast, lunch, dinners every night, and series of meetings, and it represents Atlanta in the business community and politically. So he's got a very full plate, so he will not be involved in football going forward.
Has anything changed with your personal day-to-day oversight of the team? Are you at a stage right now where maybe you would like to change some of your day-to-day role? And has everything that's happened recently maybe delayed or amended those plans?
Well, I've never really had a day-to-day role. I mean, I'll continue to do the same things I've done before, which is be aware of what the team is doing, understand the vision, understand the strategy. I have an opportunity, if I can be supportive to the head coach, general manager, now the new president of football, I'll be there for that, not only resources-wise, but giving them any bit of advice or wisdom that I have based on 25 years of experience and in business beyond that, but in football. I expect to be fully supportive and take my cues from the president of football.
Your fans have been very patient, and it's been 8 years since the Falcons have made the playoffs. You're now bringing in a new president of football, a new general manager, a new coach. How much more patient do you think fans need to expect to be?
Well, if I was fans, I wouldn't be very patient at all. I mean, I can tell you that sitting here talking to you, Mike, I'm not. I'm not patient, and that's, one of my virtues, or you could argue it's too much of a virtue or not a virtue, but I tend to be an impatient person, and I'm pretty demanding that way, and I think our fans should expect us to move forward this year. We have the players, in my opinion. It's one of the reasons, in my view, this was frustrating as it was this year, is that I felt we could have achieved at a higher level with the players that we do have on our roster. And we look forward to building even a stronger roster going forward, and we'll hire the best head coach, the best general manager, and the best president of football that we can find.
The NFL is a very difficult league. Everyone's trying to win. Do you personally, though, have any regrets about any of the decisions that you made in the previous few years about who you put in place to be general manager, coach, or anywhere else in the organization?
Well, it's a very hard league, and it's designed that way for parity. 50% of the games are decided by 7 points or less, 25% by 3 points or less, and you've got professional players and coaches on the other side as well. So it's one of the reasons come July and August, every person in America believes their team has a chance to go to the Super Bowl and compete in playoffs, et cetera, which is great for the league. But I think you make decisions at the time. It's easy to go back and look and, with hindsight and put glasses on 2020, you get clarity and say, well, we should have done this, we should have done that. Obviously, we made some mistakes with this last round with Raheem and Terry, but they did a lot of good work for us as well, and that needs to be acknowledged, et cetera. And I think it's a credit to Raheem particularly, I would say, that during his last four games, that players continue to fight, play hard, fought. I've been in situations where players kind of, virtually they mail it in, not mail it in literally, but they're not as competitive. They're tapping themselves out of games. They're getting injured unnecessarily. They think they're injured. But, we didn't have any of that. These guys fought like crazy and won the last four games, I give the players credit for that, but I give the coaching staff credit for that as well, the entire coaching staff. And I give Terry credit for that, to have the right players in the building that were able to commit that way.
Atlanta United, you're putting a tremendous amount of your personal resources into the team, the most expensive incoming player transfer before last season, and the team ended up finishing 29th out of 30 teams. What, from your perspective, went wrong?
Well, I mean, the most obvious one is that we didn't pick the right coach. I would say that, and I don't mean that in a mean way or whatever, but there wasn't a match between the players and the coach and the style of play, all the things that that we all see. I think we brought back a coach who we know relates well to players. He's had a great history in Atlanta, had a great history beyond Atlanta, in Mexico and in Miami. And we'll continue to churn the roster and work on it. And as our fans know, we're also seeking interviewing for president of soccer. And that'll be somebody at a very high level that'll oversee both Atlanta United and our new team, NWSL. That's not the name of the team. That's the name of the league. We don't have a name yet for the team.
I know you are going to be extremely busy over the next couple of days and weeks. I think the listeners of Sports Radio 92.9 The Game really appreciate your opportunity to take the time and speak to them directly. So thank you very much.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, you know, I thank 929 and I thank our fans in both of the sports for their ongoing support and trust and confidence that we will produce for them, and I'm quite sure we will. So appreciation for them, and everybody have a great new year, and not only personally, but, you know, professionally in the world of sports.